All right, it is 1 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. And has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? And do we have any additions or deletions?
I have additions that were asked to be put on. New business number 4, building inspector, referred to in camera. Number 5, fire department re-fundraiser and retainer inquiry. 6, Elma crosswalk.
All right. Can we have a mover for that, please?
Sure.
Seconder?
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everyone had a chance to read the minutes? If you have, can we have a mover for the minutes, please?
Monkey.
Seconder?
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carried. Okay, financials. Can we have a mover for the financials, please? Payment of accounts?
Stare.
Seconder?
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we have a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks.
Oh, that's dead.
Stare.
Second, please, Stare. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Public Works update of September 18th, 2023. It is in our package. You got any update? Anything you want to say, Public Works? Just in your reports of
culverts on Beaver Creek, that's all completed and everything left from head to toe. So there's 2 new 42s and a 36. So that's all rocked from one end to the other end. So it's all done.
Good. And the one on
Brookfield's done.
Brookfield's done.
Yep. And that's all completed in Aaron Land, so that's all done for now.
Anything?
And the second cut should be starting here shortly.
Okay.
And that was basically all left at the time and everything, so.
Duncan, anything on it?
Public Works? Sorry, I was sick.
That's right.
Wouldn't be there.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. Reports of committees. Whitechall Reynolds, North Whitechall Waste Management Facility information to September 13th. Of course, that's all in our package, all on the waste management.
And I'll just add to that quickly right now on that. We have hired a new manager for the facility,
mm-hmm.
and the lady's name is Belinda Wilson.
Wilson?
Wilson, yeah. And so far, everything's been really good.
Good. Good. Anything else on that? No. Verbal reports of committees. Councilor McDougall?
I had a community futures meeting that went late last night, so I'll report next.
Okay.
Next meeting,
yep.
On that. And that's all I have.
Councilor Stead?
We had our community development meeting in Seven Sisters. Went fairly well. We have a few new members joined, which is nice, and we're working away at the signs. The town sign here is actually filling up quite quickly. Lots of people interested. So,
you mean you're putting up signs already?
That we're replacing the new. We have one up already, and we've got several more coming in. We're gonna put up at the same time, but it seems to be going over well with all the businesses in the community.
Across the municipality?
Yep.
Okay, anything else?
No, I have a library one finally tonight, and I'll report on that next meeting. Okay.
Councilor Sterrick?
Nothing.
Deputy Reeve Honke?
I have Two Rivers AGM and that, and I'll report on that at the next meeting and everything like that. But I will say this with Two Rivers. The position for Whitemouth is not filled yet. And as of last week, there was no applications for it either. So that's They're having a hard time getting anybody to fill in those positions.
Who's taking care of that now? Is that going through Pat Port?
We're trying to keep it up, yeah, but through Pat, but she's busy.
That's near full-time, isn't it, to point
it's
seven?
It's a point seven that they're looking for, yeah.
Oh. And does that include, for them, does that include partnership with Reynolds?
Yeah, there's Reynolds and that too, partnership with Reynolds there.
And still no applicants?
No, nothing.
I had a museum meeting, of course, they had their Heritage Day here, and they reported that went well. And they are now getting ready for Remembrance Day. And I guess they'll send letters out on that, and that's about all they had. Okay. So can we go to the delegation early or not?
If Mr. Giesbert would like to go early, you're more than welcome.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, go ahead.
Everybody agrees.
Okay, so start?
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Larry Giesbrecht. I'm from just south of Elma, Manitoba, and I would like to talk about in support of extending the water line, the municipal water line. I first became aware of the attempt by the Twin Rivers Church in May of this year, and I was an immediate supporter. I have a property south of Elma, so I was hoping to get a connection to my property too. Initially, it seemed that the prospect of getting water to the Twin Rivers Church, they sort of balked at the price, I guess you might say, the initial price that they received. But I thought that maybe if we get enough support, then we could get provincial funding and federal funding, and if we have enough hookups, then obviously the price would come way down. So I started going door to door along Highway 11. I was hoping to get at least enough support on Highway 11, then I would get hopefully get a water hookup. But as I drove around further, it became quite clear there was quite a bit of support on Rialto Road, Silver Bridge Road, and east of the Whitemouth River. And people were, of course, wondering what the cost would be. It's very difficult to get a cost until we know how many people would hook up and how much provincial and federal funding there might be. So that is, I guess, the big thing what people are wondering is the cost. Reasons for wanting municipal water in the area south of Elma: shortage of well water, people running out of water, people had to haul water with their trucks, some people. Some people spoke of their laundry being discolored when they washed their clothes. Filtration and purification systems can fail. My brother had an outbreak of disease in his chicken barn, and a failure in his water treatment may have been a contributing factor. For me, personally, I have a chicken barn, and my birds, they need water. And if I'm gone and the water system would fail, then someone has to obviously get something going. And our governing body for the broiler industry, they require a backup plan for water, and that would be hauling water for me, I guess, obviously, because the birds need to drink. So. Overall, I do definitely want this project to go ahead, and let me see, there's maybe a few other things I could mention. Yeah, for me, the hardness of the well water, it sometimes can calcify on the water nipple in the barn, which leads to leaking nipples, which makes the birds, the environment wetter for them, so that would be another reason why having the municipal water would be very nice. So, yeah.
You're on the other side of 506, right?
No.
You're on this side?
North side of 506. Yeah, the south side of 506 is, that's Reynolds already.
That's Reynolds, but you're not in Reynolds, you're in
Correct,
Reynolds.
Yeah. There are people in Reynolds that do want it. There's about five hookups that I know of that, or they're interested. That's just south south of Riento Road, I guess it's not called Riento in Reynolds, but.
Sure, go ahead.
Just to let you know, on council's agenda under unfinished business, they have now produced up front a map for us.
Okay.
Of the information that they have obtained, and they've gone from the end of the water line to the interested parties. And there is 6 in the arm of Reynolds, and we made sure that the arm of Reynolds is aware of that.
Right.
And we told their clients to go speak to them, of course, but we let them know that at a joint meeting that this could be a possibility.
Right.
So council, when it comes up under unfinished business, they'll be looking at the at the new map from the information received, not only from the phone calls and the actual letters that were gone out, but from the confirmations back.
Right.
And I would imagine the more hookups there are, the more people interested, the less cost it'll be.
Right.
That we don't know yet. I mean, it's just a feel-out process.
Yeah. So what would sort of be the next step if council deems this a good, viable option? Then you submit to the water stewardship?
First, we've got to find money to start getting quotes in to produce that. Before we go to Water Services Board, we can let everybody know that we're wanting to do that project, and a loop has been designated in your Manitoba Water Stewardship Plan.
Okay.
It has been sent in to them before, so it's not going to be a shock to them.
Right.
But definitely it would come into play once council provides further direction after they see the map if to go move forward and look for funding.
Okay. Yeah, there was a couple other people. There's one residence north of Elma and one that's west of Elma on Old 15. They would also be interested. Now, that would not be connected to this new water line, so I don't know if they would be able to get some
They can
help.
Contact us, and we'll certainly look into anything, just like the request that came from the church.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really have much more to add, unless you have questions, but I definitely would support this project going ahead. I personally think that there would be 30 or 40 hookups, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I think I have 35 right now that said that they would be very interested.
Yeah,
that's good.
I mean, some people, they're willing to spend $30,000. Others would really balk at that. So it's all a bit dependent on the price, I guess.
Certainly.
But some would spend more than $30,000.
And that's why we told everybody that asked, we're only doing the preliminary. We have no amounts yet. But as we get further into the project, if we're directed to, we will be getting those numbers and sharing them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really all I would have.
Well, thanks for looking and working on it, too. I mean,
yes. Yeah. I did enjoy actually driving around and talking to the neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured that if no one else is going to do it, then I would just do it myself, so.
No, we sure appreciate it. Teamwork's the best work,
yeah,
for sure.
Good.
So as anything more comes available, we'll make sure that the whole group is aware of anything that's transpiring from the council table.
Sure.
Good. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, and I'd like to just thank you for bringing that up at the August 8th meeting, the Public Works meeting. That was very appreciated.
Yeah, no problems.
Thank you so much
good.
For coming.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We will then go on to communications number 1. Oh, we're at 1:15, almost. Hey, we got a minute.
Nope, that's okay because we did the hearing. It was okay approved to do it all at 106, so we're okay to move forward with your communications.
Okay. White Mother Recreation Association, area no charge for use of chairs and podium for child care grand opening. So that's some information. Thank you.
Send them
a thank you card.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Thank you. Number 2, Community Futures Winnipeg River. Area Rural Forum, October 23rd, 2023. We need a resolution for that one. That would be for all of council to attend.
Yep.
We have a mover for that, please.
It's in Pinawa.
In Pinawa, yes.
Stead.
Stead, seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Number three, Manitoba Emergency Management Organization, Emergency Response Plans. Well, they have to be in, I think, by December of
24.
Oh, yeah, well, that'll be fine. I'm sure Kathy's working on that already.
I have provided her the email as well.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Okay. Number four, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, 2023 Fall Convention for Council, meeting November 28th, 2023. And that again is for a resolution for that. Now, I think if that has gone through today, Colleen, we have a conflict with one of our council meetings?
Yes.
So we would need to change that and get a resolution to change that?
If we can do the meeting dates changes too, that would be fine.
Yeah, well, it would.
So we'll do this one first where we can, if it's okay then, please, for the
Can we have a mover for the convention, please? Seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay.
And then we'll look at
the date.
The date.
I don't have the dates in front of me. I don't know.
Actually, I did a resolution
oh.
to ensure that the dates would be clear for everybody.
Because we have council meetings. Is that the 28th we have one?
That is correct. So I've done, whereas the Association of Manitoba Municipalities will be holding their 2023 Fall Convention in Brandon, Manitoba, which conflicts with our regularly scheduled council meeting on November 28th, 2023. Now therefore be it resolved that the regular meeting of November 28th, 2023 is hereby canceled, and be it further resolved that the regular meetings of council for December 2023 be held on December 5th and December 19th, if that's suitable to council.
Well, we'll find out. We got a mover for that?
Yeah. Make that move.
Seconder?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number five, Adeline Schultz, via Elma Community Club Finances. So we have that. That was all good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number six, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, via Annual Conference, RCMP Minister Meeting Available.
I was going to recommend with this, because in the Water Services Board, I can't see where they've definitely got our lagoon in for 2024. It's not a it's not a accepted plan, it's a projected plan. So I would like to ask permission for our REEV to be reaching out to the MLA, the MP, not wait till the AMM convention, but also covered up with a minister's meeting at the AMM as well. If that's okay with council.
Would this only cover the lagoon, or would it also cover the water?
Only the lagoon at
okay.
this point.
Okay.
Good try.
Okay.
Is council okay that we move forward with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. We'll
not good.
Done. Number seven, Manitoba Hydro, Lake of the Woods update. That's in your package, you saw that. I think they're concerned of low water going forward, or no snow and low water for the winter.
So we put that on our website as well, just to make sure our clients are aware.
Okay. Manitoba Hydro, update on Pine Falls Generating Station. Again, it's an update. They've canceled to, what did they do there again? I forget.
But they did. Because of the supply chains, the installation of post-tensioned anchors at Pine Falls Generator Station will be paused until a new work plan is created. The single lane travel advisory for Provincial Road 304 passing over Pine Falls Generating Station will be removed. Both lanes will be open, and that was, they said today, which was September 20th.
Okay, thank you. Number nine, Broken Head River Planning District Notice of Public Hearing. So that's just, got that. Number 10, Access Credit Union. Conversion from Synova requires our bank account number to change. Well, that's the manual we're working on. That.
It is, but it's caused a little bit of trouble with a few of our ratepayers. We're just making sure that everybody knows that we're only doing that as we have to. It's not something that council wanted us to change the numbers.
Yeah, I think there's more problems than just that. I can't get into mine either. So. Unfinished business. A lagoon, request date for informational session with project partners. So how do we get that?
So I didn't know what month council was looking at. Manitoba Water Services Board and your MSOs said that they would be out to discuss this. So I'm not quite sure what month you wanted me to be looking at.
Are we, is there any more information we need before we meet with them? Or that we
the information
won't
have? That
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I believe the information that we require you are in receipt of.
Okay.
And we will just have a meeting with the partners, like a Zoom meeting, or just to make sure everybody knows what their pieces are to
that's
assist
what this
them.
Meeting would be?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So can we have that say maybe on a council day?
If that works.
That way we know we have everyone here regardless.
Okay. Let me see if I can try and do that.
Sure of the month, but
we'll see what we can work out for you.
Okay. Number two, Twin Rivers Church water line south of Elma. Updated map from phone and mail out inquiries showing interest in property owners. Well, this kind of leads back to Larry's presentation in my mind, so we know where we're at with that.
So would council like us now to move forward with acquiring do you want us to get a quote on everybody that's interested, or are you going to look through the map and look what would be more, like, how would you like me to put it out to begin with to start getting numbers for you?
I'm thinking everyone who's interested, unless they're spread out so far, but even if they are spread out so far, it would just give us an idea of what the costs are going to be. I don't know.
If that's my goal.
It'd be nice to have an answer for everyone that's asked.
Well, they're asking, 35 is a high number. What did you say, 35?
I believe we have 34, 35 interested right now.
And we're just getting started on talking about it. There'll probably be a lot more. So if we're going to satisfy some people, let's try to satisfy, you know, as many as we can with water.
Yep.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, Larry mentioned there was people not associated with the project, and I was thinking of Plum Creek Road too. Like, does that help the project if there's more people? Like you said, one of our neighbors or down Plum Creek was interested and approached it about possibly getting water. Would that be something?
I don't know if that helps going out that end when it Plum Creek's over. You're talking right here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the costs are just outrageous. There's no doubt about it. But I mean, in my mind, if you have 60 people that are going to hook up, or 35, it's got to be a little different. But don't quote me on that. I don't know. I guess we want to do as much work as we... I guess, how much does it cost us to do that?
I'll have to find out.
Yeah, let's go.
Because they'll want a picture, like before I can get a consultant, they'll want to know kind of the little bit of the scope of what we're doing. So I can bring those back to you when I...
Why don't we do that?
Okay. Let's get those
started.
Numbers for you on approximate cost to complete the task.
Yeah, okay. Number three, insurance inquiry for Western Financial regarding fraudulent activities of CAO's municipal solicitor information.
So, Orville, is there something that you would want to share in public meeting on the fraudulent activity of the CAO?
Well, I'm aware of it, and it was a very unfortunate event that really can't be protected against, because what occurs is the person just went rogue on their own, right?
Yeah.
And unless council is prepared to be in every decision that is made by every CAO in the province, you just couldn't cope with it. There are other things that I would talk to you about in camera, which are ways to mitigate it. And we'll talk about those, which comes from Western Canadian Financial, which is your insurer. And so that's the extent of the comments I can give publicly, I think.
Thank you.
Can I question? I mean, that kind of spins off from my question. There were two issues. There was that, and the other one was a cyber crime that we had asked the insurer about.
Yes.
And they had sent us some information about maybe a rider to the policy that we've got.
Yes.
They really didn't explain much.
Yes.
I had talked to NEPOA, where they do have a bit of an incident with that, and he had suggested maybe we look outside and buy insurance from somebody else and talk to our solicitor about that.
So I led that charge, and we have an alternative policy, and I'll explain in more detail, again in camera if you'd like, on why cybersecurity is necessary, policy, insurance policy is necessary, and why the broader policy is needed over Western Financial.
Great.
Okay, good. Okay, we will move on. Number four, Airbnb's municipal solicitor information.
I'd prefer to put that one in camera discussions, Mr. Reeve, if that pleases
counsel. No, that's fine.
Counsel.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Number five, J.R. Cousins Consultant, former landfill and groundwater monitoring letter report. Colleen.
Is counsel okay to accept that now that we would be able to close the three and you wouldn't have to revisit it and just work on the waste management?
Definitely.
You okay with
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally.
We'll move forward.
Number six, Brandon Neighborhood Renewal Corporation. Rural and remote stream call for nominations.
Was there anything that council could see in that group that they would like me to put in an application for?
No.
Thank you.
Not me. Bylaw number 75023, Bylaw Enforcement Officer Service, third and final reading, a resolution, please. Can we have a mover?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Slonky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Manitoba Hydro response to connecting services without a municipal building permit obtained. Is that where they don't have a permit and Hydro's hooking them up anyway?
Right.
Correct.
So we had a concern brought forth that there was Hydro going to a building which did not have a building permit. So council requested that we had find out from Hydro how that could transpire and why. So we sent it out on September the 13th but to ask for if they needed additional information because they hadn't got back to us since June. So once I got onto the right person, hi Colleen, the short answer is Hydro is not tied to building permits, only electrical permits. We can allow service as long as the equipment installed meets the electrical code. I hope this clears up the issue. So us wanting it with our building permit has no bearing at all on them. They're only allowing to do it as long as it meets the electrical code. So just so you know that you did get a response back.
So they're going to do it whether we have a building permit or not.
Correct.
So maybe there's a hole in our bylaw then for our building.
So we can check that then?
Because the goal is to prevent Hydro being hooked up to a building that has no permit. I mean, that was the issue we had, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what we've learned is they can do it, and we haven't done anything to stop it.
But we can't do a bylaw to tell Hydro to do something.
No, but
okay,
to do whoever's putting the building up that they cannot install Hydro without.
So that could be, like you're thinking of a change to the actual building permit application possibly.
Yeah.
To add that question line
that
in
would
or
work.
Something.
But
Council,
I,
is that something you want us to look into?
But I don't even know if that would help because he didn't care about the bylaw in the first place. Like they didn't get a permit to put up the building.
No, that's case specific, and I don't want to lump everybody into being a scofflaw. I think that doesn't mean we shouldn't do the right thing just because we have a scofflaw.
No, but I mean the next person that doesn't get a permit, what does it matter? If you're saying Hydro can't hook up.
Well, we won't know if they didn't get a permit. I mean that there's a part of it. We're just how would we ever know that part?
Well, I would suggest we review the bylaw we have and see.
There's
what
gotta
we,
be a way. I mean
what we can do to
they weren't
improve.
Totally without permit.
So is that
you
something
know,
the
there
planning
was development
district might
going
look
on
at?
There.
If the planning district looks at it might be for Reynolds as well. It might be, you know, that everybody doesn't know this and we look at it.
Am
as,
I on the right path? Even though I don't fully understand or have a plan for this?
Well, that's why we can investigate, see what our plan should be going forward.
We can see if it's legal to put it on our building permit application, that this is, you cannot hook up to hydro until your permit.
I have no.
But I don't know, because then they'd already be getting the permit. Then they'd already be.
Let's add that to the in-camera discussion.
Okay.
I mean, you can have temporary, you can have rough service outside your building.
And we have 1:30, so we'll have to go into hearing.
Yeah, 1:30. All right, we will go. The public hearing, 1:30. Bylaw number 74923, an amendment to zoning bylaw 70620, fence height. Ready?
I just want to make sure we've got signed in there. So you have Marilyn Ruta, Megan Steen, and Rennie Talbot that are registered, that are able to speak to the hearing.
Okay, we'll let you speak. We will listen. Who wants to be first?
Okay, just a second. May I please have a mover for the this resolution, please? To go into the hearing.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, board members, staff can hear anybody that would like to speak.
I'll go ahead. I am for this amendment to this bylaw. As Councilor McDougall said at previous council meetings, it makes sense that you want to look at neighboring RMs and make our bylaws consistent with that.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
I'm also for, I mean, just from a carpentry point of view, you buy fence pickets at 6 feet, so if the height limit for your fence is, if you want to have a top plate or anything on your fence to make it sturdier, you can't without having to cut every single individual picket. So by raising it by 6 inches, it makes building the fence a lot simpler.
Thank you. Marilyn, want to speak?
Nope, right on this one, thanks.
Oh, okay. All right, then we will.
Anybody else like to speak at all to the hearing or the? Any more comments? So if you want to come out of the board then, please, to complete.
Can we get
close?
A mover to come out?
Stick.
Seconder?
Stick.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So now if council sees fit, they can give second reading to the fence bylaw.
Can we have a mover for that, please?
McDougall.
Seconder.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Third and final reading to bylaw 74923, should council see fit?
Mover, please.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Still.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So now you can carry on with your agenda until the next hearing at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Then we are on new business. Fire inspector services. Can we have a resolution for that? Can we have a mover for that?
Step.
Oh, hockey.
Second, or okay, Honky second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sec number two, White Mouth Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management. What do we have on that? Is that what Tim was talking about a bit earlier, Colleen, or is there something?
With that one, what it,
something missing.
With that one, what it is I'd like to do the resolution from the joint meeting. And what that is for the administration purposes, and I'll just read it to make sure it's exactly council's intent. I took it from our draft minutes.
Okay.
Whereas the rural municipality of Whitemouth has provided the administrative duties to the Whitemouth Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility since 1997. And whereas the rural municipality of Reynolds has commenced providing these administrative duties as of January 1st, 2023. And whereas The term of administration was discussed at the joint council meeting with the rural municipality of Reynolds, which was held on September 19th, 2023. And whereas, the consensus was that the term of administration would be a 10-year period. Now therefore be it resolved that the rural municipality of Reynolds shall be the administrator of the Whitemouth Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility until December 31st, 2032.
Okay. I'll make the...
Can we have a mover? Tim, seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, then we go to number three, Municipal Solicitor Curry, re-personnel. That's in camera. And it's personal. Number four, Building Inspector, referred to in camera. Number five, Fire Department Re-Fundraiser and Retainer Inquiry. The fundraiser's coming up,
so,
right?
So, the fundraiser is on Saturday. Excuse me. They give me a paper just to add into our agenda here. I think everybody got
yeah.
it. But it is Saturday. I believe the ladies in the front office made up a little package for them. So, I just wanted to make you all aware so you can all
do it. What
time
does that start?
That would be at 11 o'clock, 11 to 2 o'clock.
Okay. And then there's a second part to that, retainer inquiry.
Yes. Did you want to speak to them?
Deputy?
Go ahead.
Okay. So at our joint meeting, the arm of Reynolds had a question in regards to the amount of retainer that they pay annually and exactly what it was for. So we've done some investigating, and they're looking into that it may be a legal part as to why it was in there. So they were just saying that in the fire department's opinion, it's like paying taxes, and part of it goes to fire protection and hopefully never using it. Not really a good answer, but that's the one that they have at this particular time.
And the, you know, talking with the fire chief last night and one of his captains and that on this, and that's what it is, even though Reynolds isn't part of our mutual aid district and all that. It's still, it's an agreement between Reynolds and fire department and our fire department for the town of Rennie. If there is a fire there, we get called by 911 first because we're the closest versus where theirs would have to come for Proudhon, right, to come to it and all that. So that's what this is about, plus for the area of Julius Road and all that too. So those two areas is what we're covering, and that's what that retainer is all about, is that. Now, if they don't want us to have this retainer with them and that, they have to make the people of Rennie and Julius understand that when it's 911, the call is gonna go to the Proudhon Fire Department, not ours to be the first to call and all that. So
they're paying a fee because we're covering those two areas.
That's correct.
And part of that fee then, in my mind, would be included for our wear and tear and all the training.
Absolutely, because they don't, they're not taxpayers
that,
here,
that
right?
goes on our department.
That's right.
It's not a very big
yeah.
fee.
To have us on standby for Rennie, that way we're aware of what buildings they have, you know, just being aware of the areas where we have to be and being on standby if we're ever called to them areas.
So that's the key issue, though. So if they don't want it, it's fine. It's up to them. But I just want to make sure
that's the reasoning
that it's understood to their people then that we don't get blamed for this or anything like that. I want
to... These retainers, they're not new. I mean, it's
no.
not specific to us either. Anyone else, they've got
yeah.
mutual aid group.
Yeah.
They have a retainer, correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. They were kind of just arguing they're paying a retainer for us to answer the phone.
Let's not put it arguing. They weren't really.
Well,
arguing.
No, but their
discussion.
Reason was.
Yeah.
It wasn't an argument. Their reason was that they weren't really getting anything for it. But, I mean, our fire department's quite a bit bigger because we got this extra burden too.
Well, we weren't sure what we were getting at the time either. But when you consider that it's part of our cost of keeping our equipment and our training and everything going, it's kind of a for those two areas. Rennie's not that small. If you get a fire out of Rennie, you would know better. So I mean, it's not a very high cost. But anyway, that can be discussed with them.
So council feels the retainer should stay now that we know what it's for? Is that, am I correct?
Correct.
Is it okay if I get back to them so that they're aware then?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, once we explain the situation, they might, that makes
sense. As long as they understand fully, but, you know, if they don't want it, they have 100% of the responsibility, not us.
Yes. And it's not just answering phones. You guys broke it down here. Pretty good explanation.
Well, yeah.
And there, yeah, there even there is some office work too, right? But
not just.
Not just office work.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Number six, Elma Crosswalk. I do not know what that's about.
Councillor Stead asked that this be placed on your agenda.
Yeah, I added that. I've been getting lots of emails through the community development, and they've actually, I've gotten several asking about a crosswalk from the Elma store to Regan. The reason being, they get a lot of vehicles, you know, kids crossing, and the tracks there, if you stand on the sidewalk, you can't see the highway on the other side of the tracks. So when the cars come up flying over, it says 50, but they don't do 50, but there's been quite a few close calls, they've told me.
Regan's across the street?
Yeah, just directly straight across. There's a stop sign at 15 and 11, and then coming straight up 11 in both directions, it's just a straight haul, and they're just, they would like us to possibly lobby the highways about having a, just, you know, the lines and a sign, just noting that there's children crossing there quite often to go to the store. And
so that is highways then?
I'm not sure. That's...
That would be the number 11.
Right?
It's on the 11, so...
Yeah. I'm just saying sometimes it's easier for people to lobby than it. We don't have much luck lobbying the government to get anything.
But is it because it's a provincial highway that's their responsibility to put a crosswalk? Would it be, or could we?
We could ask permission to put it on theirs, but if it's a provincial road, we would first ask them if they would do it.
Yeah, but if they gave us permission, could we do it? Would that be possible? Because I agree with that's a really busy area. There's not only children, there's seniors that use that store quite a bit.
I looked at it the other day. When you stand at the store to cross, if you look at the tracks, you can't see vehicles on the other side of the tracks until they're coming up over, and then, you know, normally they're a little bit faster, but you can't see them until you're right at the tracks and right at that crossing where the street is.
Well, let's. I think with that, let's contact the government. Let's see what they can do. Then we'll know what you know, which direction we need to take, and see if we can do something for them.
Yeah, if they're not into, ask if we can.
Well, whatever. I don't know where that is at this point, but let's see what they'll do. Let's just, yeah.
Because it's a sign in paint, right? Permission, I guess.
Yes.
We can contact them.
Definitely, we'll contact them.
Yeah. See what's there.
Yeah, I like I say, I've had a few emails come through the community development, and that's...
We did a couple by the school here just recently. I mean, they're small, but that's not something like that. That fashion is what you're talking about?
Yeah, just something with a sign, so when they come up over either way, they know to...
They're going to see the sign and start looking for people.
Yeah.
The sign is Paramount.
So you need four signs.
No, two.
Two,
one for each direction, and a little bit of paint, and you know, it gives the residents a little bit of peace of mind sending the kids to the store. And
I know in Lang Ruth they have one across the Highway 50 from the school across, so
it's not a high item, not a high price item.
Yeah.
Let's look into it and see.
$1,000 touch.
Happened to?
Okay. About $1,000 touch.
That's be
that's what it, where our new one in town was, so.
That's about it.
Would you like to take a recess till 2 o'clock?
What time is it? Is it? Yeah, I guess so.
Do you need to pay to shut this off?
Sure.
You can't go ahead. 2 o'clock is 2 o'clock.
No, because in case somebody were to come in just at 2 o'clock and that's all that they were interested in, that's why with Mr. Huisberg, when he said he'd go earlier, everybody was okay with it. We just had to be sure. It's not a hearing setting.
So easy to get along with, Larry.
Until we bring up the water.
Yeah.
will be starting the hearing in 2 minutes. If there's anybody at all that would like to speak that hasn't signed yet, please feel free to sign and be able to speak. And I just want to mention at the previous hearing, I did omit and I forgot to advise you that Mr. Groening, which is a resident, was not in favor of the fence bylaw. It was in your packages, but I did neglect to say it out loud, so I just wanted to cover myself and do that because you were in receipt of it.
Good.
2 o'clock.
All right. We'll get a mover to suspend council and move into the hearing.
Stead.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Carry.
Okay, so for this one, I do have people that would like to speak, so they're more than welcome to. Hello, are you for the hearing, sir?
I am.
Would you like to speak to the hearing at all?
I'd like to just listen in.
Oh, for
point.
Sure, for sure, no problem.
Maybe
there's
sign in just in case you decide you want
there's
to speak.
There's a chair
after.
Right here, sir, if you'd like to sit, that's up to you.
Sure.
So we'll just proceed then. If there is anybody in the audience that would like to speak, I do have one in writing that came as well, then, and Mrs. Halstead, it's from you, so I'm sure you'll speak to that.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll speak, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
Yep, sure, go ahead.
Marilyn Ruda speaking,
yes.
To bylaw 74723.
So sorry, I'm not as well organized as I usually am. But so just so you know, like, we purchased a half a mile of river property, which is in RM1, with intent to possibly develop. And actually, two of the items that now will be required to have conditional use were on our planned list. We had done our research and found out what was available and what could be done with it, and now just with a slight of a pen, it all changes. And I mean, it's a half mile riverbank with nothing across it. And so when you're painting all of the RM with the same brush and making it all conditional, it impacts us, because the council of the day could decide that there'd be too much dust on Brookfield, which I've heard in previous council meetings talking about developments along Brookfield. And so, you know, I am against this change, and in particular because we've already bought this property. We've spent a lot of money on this property, and that was our intent. The RM has always talked and spoken about their encouragement to develop properties, putting all kinds of restrictions on more properties in the area. Just hinders development, and we need development for our daycare center, our schools, our doctors, our everything we need that people are still wanting. If you don't have any growth or development, we're not going to succeed. These kind of changes just make people look elsewhere or drop their plans and not develop. So I'm a little disappointed, to be honest, that, you know, at many meetings of council and so on, they all speak about how they encourage development. We want development. We got to grow. We got to expand. And then we take an area that had the opportunity to do that, and a full list of what was available, Like, I mean, we were restricted by your list already, we knew that, but now it's conditional. And you, as well as I, know that when a conditional request comes in, sometimes they're denied or discussed a lot because of just feelings, and you know, and I'm not convinced that this will open up development and will make my property, in particular my half a mile riverbank that is there for the development for sure with nothing across the river, is just, you're just hampering it, and that really disturbs me because we also paid a fair price for that property, knowing that there's a half a mile riverbank there. So that's, I think, all I have to say on this.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Okay.
Next.
Yeah, I'll speak. My name is Renee, and this is my partner, Megan, and we own All Skies Resort on Brookfield Road. And although we're relatively new members of the municipality, we've made tons of connections and friends since the beginning of our business in 2020, and we're super invested in the direction of this municipality and watching this community grow. So I just want to preface kind of our stance against the proposed zoning change by stating that we've been assured by Larissa Stenson at the Bossier Planning Committee that our business activities are grandfathered in. So this change won't actually affect us, but we're here just mostly as concerned citizens, worried about the future of the municipality. Prior to purchasing our land, we looked at a lot of properties, we read a lot of bylaws and a lot of development plans, and the White Mouth Reynolds Planning District Development Bylaw was something that drew us here. And so I just want to read a few things from that document because I feel like it needs to be reminded. So this document was written in 2018, and it begins with, "The development plan is about making sustainable choices and shaping the community's future. Sustainability means the needs of today without compromising the ability of future residents and generations to meet their needs. This development plan focuses on integrated land use development decisions with environmental, social, and economic perspectives to shape the kind of communities we will live in tomorrow." In this document, in the 2016 Planning Board, based on input from the public, listed the following priorities under economic development and promoting the district. Promote the White Mouth River Valley as a tourism and recreation destination. Provide organized areas, ATV, snowmobile trails, and campgrounds. Create jobs to attract and retain people. Provide incentives to encourage new businesses and to establish in the district. Identify a central location to attract employment and business investments. Focus on recreation to draw new residents and tourists to the area. Continuing, the plan lists the following as goals and objectives to be followed through to 2038. Stimulate economic investment and land diversification. Create a sustainable community by providing opportunities for mixed-use development, incremental investment, and connectivity improvements within the regional transportation and infrastructure networks. Promote tourism by protecting historic assets and enhancing natural features and growing recreational opportunities. The development strategies that are intended to guide the municipal bylaws for the next 20 years state that activities that diversify the economy in order to provide more local opportunities and increase the tax base will be supported. So as elected officials, you have a duty to make decisions that are best for the municipality as a whole. This development plan was written with the needs of both current and future residents in mind. Rezoning rural mixed zone is contradictory to the guiding actions and policies we just shared with you. And as entrepreneurs, we're certain that these changes will undoubtedly discourage future development, which is much needed to support any hope of future residential growth. We even have friends in the area who have approached council with business proposals as recently as this year and have been met with disregard. This development plan was clearly written with the intentions to sustain and grow the community long term. Our experiences with council and staff thus far have not made us feel that this is a real priority. This potential change in zoning will deter economic growth and consequently any community, educational, residential, or diversification advancements. That is all.
Thank you very much.
Next.
Go ahead. My name is Linda Alstead. I'm speaking on behalf of myself and my husband Glenn, and we are long-term residents of the RM of Whitemouth. And we are very much in support of this proposed zoning amendment as a first and critical step in correcting a number of serious issues with the current zoning in the RM. Most residents who live in the more rural areas in our municipality live there because they are farming, have livestock, or want a quieter way of life outside a town environment. For the past 3 years, the residents close to the south end of Brookfield Road have been living with the impacts of development that was permitted in the current zoning. This development has seriously affected our once quiet and peaceful neighborhood and greatly affected the quality of life for our residents. Even though we strongly opposed this development in the midst of our residential and agricultural properties, the RM was unwilling to stop the development as it was permitted in the zoning bylaw. That decision has been costly for the RM as a whole. The following factors make the current zoning especially concerning. Firstly, the size of property required. You need to have 2.2 acres to house one single horse and 2 acres to house a cow. You have to have 2 acres to put in a septic field for a single family dwelling, and it is not permitted to buy property and put up an RV, a single mobile home, or a tiny house on it within our RM. However, if you have 2 acres, you can set up a resort, campground, or travel trailer park as permitted use. On that 2 acre lot, you're allowed to set up 16 campsites or RV sites, which is 8 campsites per acre. That would allow use by roughly 50 people, assuming about 3 people per campsite, and if it was pet friendly, it could be up to 16 dogs as well. How does it make any logical sense that one horse or cow would have a greater environmental impact than a resort? Much of this property is along the Whitemouth River, so the impact on the river is huge. Additionally, the definition of a resort includes a large number of allowed activities, both specified and implied, and this should be very carefully reviewed. Secondly, the amount of land that is zoned as the RM type. According to the municipal zoning maps, the amount of property affected is very significant just looking at our own area. From about 1 mile north of Highway 307 to Seven Sisters all the way to Whitemouth, all of the property between Brookfield Road and the Whitemouth River and between Highway 44 and the Whitemouth River is classified as the RM type. There are only 3 sections of agricultural land excluded from this, even though a lot of the land is currently being farmed. There is a lot more property zoned this way on the opposite side of the river as well, and more south of Whitemouth. As the history of this municipality has been in agriculture, it would be sad to see good fertile farmland turned into campground simply because it is along the river. By changing the recreational usages from permitted to conditional use, the municipality and thereby the existing residents of the RM can at least make decisions about what enterprises can be set up in their own backyards. No one is saying those enterprises can't be set up, but at least there's a decision process. Hopefully by giving some control to the RM, situations such as ours can be avoided in the future.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'll speak. I agree with you, Linda, that these bylaws and the use specifications need to be looked at very thoroughly. But what was not mentioned is that previous or existing agricultural operations are mentioned in that Whitemouth Reynolds development plan. It specifically states that they will be grandfathered in to the RM zone because they were there previously, but that the but that the focus is on development. This was written extensively and updated in 2018.
Thank you.
I'll go.
Please.
My name is Tamara Thompson, and my husband and I have just moved to the area. My husband's family has been here forever. His grandpa opened up the store way back. We have just recently opened up OSAT Farm, and what we are developing is a business to help support individuals with mental health, special needs, that kind of community that needs connection and employment opportunities. We are partnering with local other businesses like partner with Bigfoot, Network for Change, and Bozizure to help people develop the skills and open up opportunities for them, such as also entrepreneurial opportunities. A lot of times people with extra needs have challenges gaining typical employment. And so, you know, it's hard for somebody who sits on the floor in the grocery store crying because they can't figure out their money. Can you imagine that person trying to answer a question from someone? So our goal is to help our community, and that means extensive, like our neighbors as well as the people we serve, but also a lot of our people that we'll be helping, we'd like to help them stay in the community and develop their own programming as well. Whether it's a small business of cutting lawns for seniors or wrapping presents at Christmas. It's really important that we don't shut down opportunities for growth, especially for people that may not be considered in this. I'm really surprised when Linda said about the 2 acres and putting, I don't think anybody would buy 2 acres and put, you know, 16 camper or whatever it was, all the campsites, you know, like it, there's a logic to some of this stuff as well. And so it's just, I'm glad I'm here to be able to speak because this is all new for us. I'm glad that my husband and I chose to come back to the community. We are very connected to the area, and we're really excited about the growth and potential for our farm, as well as others that are local to us that can help us support, whether that's shipping them off down the road to help muck whatever, do whatever, or, you know, off to somebody else in the community. I think it's really important that we have as many business opportunities locally as possible. And in talking with Network for Change, that was one of the things that they need places for their staff to go, or their participants to go. And it was Breezy Oaks. I just saw in that they had three of the guys there that go and clean, cut the grass. And they were just having a lunch. And, you know, it was just a beautiful way to recognize them. And I think that if there's more businesses interested in that kind of support, and there's the ability for more businesses to come in, it would just be helpful for the community as well. That's it.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, sign in to say my piece, or
thank you.
Matt Stevenson, I've been here a few years. I'm going to say I support this motion. I have nothing against business as being a previous entrepreneur myself, but I also live down the road and have seen the struggles with trying to keep bylaw to maintain things that have already been put in place. I don't see how having to come to council to pitch a business hinders you in any way, shape, or form. People all gathered here today right now to discuss this exact thing. This doesn't seem very hard to me. And at the same time, as Linda had said, 2 acres for all that stuff and you can have one cow is maybe revising some of these things is beneficial to the RM here. I moved here because it's a beautiful small community to get away from the problems from bigger communities. And I like it like this. Personally, I'm not against growth, but I'm against reckless growth or growth at any cost. I feel there's lots of things here that could be improved, and there's lots of things that are already great here. So that's pretty much it. I didn't provide myself with anything else. I just wanted to come and listen, and I caught the tail end here, I see, so that's it. That's all I got for you guys.
Thank you.
May I speak again?
Mm-hmm. Our lawyer's here. Orville, would we have somebody speak again?
Certainly not.
I thought not, but I didn't want to
totally
say it. You're right
council.
Here.
Council's
You're the
choice.
Board right now. Do you guys want additional?
I think it's important.
Beautiful.
I'm fine with this small community here. Hear your thoughts.
There
you go.
What you... No, sorry, is it not normal that you get to speak twice?
No.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
but, no,
but
it, they just said they approved it.
Yeah.
I'm
curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thought on that too.
Sorry.
That's all good.
You
can
do it.
That's why I just checked to be sure.
I always wondered why we're doing all of these changes, and if it came out that it was because, you know, we're having trouble with bylaw enforcement or something, to me that seems a bit, because you'd mentioned it, sorry, and it just dawned on me. Like, if that's really the issue, this seems like almost a backhanded way of dealing with it. Like, I mean, you gotta deal with issues that arise no matter what they are, whether they're this or trailers or, you know, anything, right? And if we're not managing that properly, it really doesn't matter what you do with all of the rest of it, because you'll always have trouble. Like, I just think that enforcement of your bylaws, your current bylaws, are essential, and they have to be dealt with firmly and, you know, by council, and just deal with it instead of changing all zoning and so on, if that's what this is case. That's it.
Okay. Anybody else like to
Anyone
speak at all?
Anyone know that we've given a second chance
yeah.
to somebody? Anybody else want to say?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. Just to address what you were saying there about people always being able to come and pitch, I wouldn't have dropped over $500,000 on a piece of property on the chance that I might get to run a business. I got a ton of stuff going on in my insane life right now that it's a lot of money to invest to then hope that you can have a business. And so I think that there's a level of trust that you have when you go into something that is not, and I understand, like, we'd be grandfathered in and a lot of, you know, but I get what you're saying too, because we're across from a field of trees, and it would kind of suck, but the, you know, part of that also is how your relationships, and I think that a lot of things could be handled better with relationships and over communication and respect, but that's hard. And I get what you're saying, but I do think that if that's in there, that's just a big red flag for people to go, I don't think I'm going to open there. I'll go over to the next community, which I think, are you guys the same? Like, the bylaw is the same with Reynolds. Like, what is the local?
No,
it's different jurisdictions.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it just makes me wonder, like, what the...
Yeah. Sure, development.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. I'm still new.
Okay.
Anybody else? You can move to close the hearing.
We will make a motion. Can we get someone to be a mover to close the hearing, please?
Sure.
Seconder?
We'll start.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You are now no longer the board. You're back in council.
We're back in council.
Looking at bylaw number 74723. And if council sees fit to provide second reading to that bylaw.
Can we have a mover? Do we have a mover for that? Seconder?
Seconder?
Yeah.
Dribbled.
All in favor then?
Aye.
Third and final
Carried.
Reading
I
to
just,
the bylaw?
I just want to interrupt if I can speak, since we are at a
mm-hmm.
discussion.
Yeah,
and you know, people don't consider what these businesses could be. You know, there's a lot of thought has gone into this. It's not just us sitting here moving second and third reading as opposed to what some people may not like. Mm-hmm. What if a dirt bike track were to open up next door to somebody? And
yeah.
there's a, as far as this is written, that could happen right next door to you.
Mm-hmm. But there's room in
Do you want
specifications
that?
Specifications to specify that.
Which is what I think
Which I think is
this will allow for, if done properly. Right now, it's a gaping hole.
But use specifications aren't discussed at all.
Where?
In this meeting, in this change.
In this change?
In this change.
It'll be assessed individually at that time. You know, on a case per case basis is my thought.
But should they not be set regulations? Because if it's a case by case, how do you guarantee that you're being fair to everybody?
You have an idea, you come and you propose, as you said, you pitch your case.
I understand, but how do you regulate the use specifications that are needed from this council that's here to the next council, to the next council in the future?
I'm gonna put my trust in them that they do the right thing at that time. It'll be up to them. It'll be a different world we live in. I don't know. I can't speak towards the future. I know what we'll be dealing with now when somebody comes with an application.
We're gonna call for third reading.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going off.
Yeah, we're not supposed to have conversations with you.
No. Do we have a mover for this?
I've been to many of these before and there's always conversation.
Do we have a mover?
Third reading?
Yes.
Third reading. Seconder.
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. And can we have a mover?